Thank you. bringing out some DJ Red Gold greatest hits today, apparently. We're getting to know each other. Maybe this is the first time you're listening to the Jam Adjacent. I hope you're enjoying what you're hearing. I hope it's adding some good vibes to your morning. Maybe your morning drive, maybe your morning coffee. Maybe you work nights and this is the end of your shift. I don't know. I can't see you, but I can feel you. And I appreciate your presence. That was King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. That song called The Cruel Millennial. We love King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard here at WRUV. I especially love them and would love to see them again. They came to Burlington, what, 4 years ago? 3 years ago at this point? And that was a special, special treat that I think will probably never happen again. They are now regularly playing Red Rocks. But anyway, prior to that was actually a band that opened for them on this last U.S. tour. That band, Geese, which a fellow DJ actually told me about. That song called Cowboy Nudes, and I have been very much so digging that album, 3D Country. We had The Strokes for a second time this morning. That song, Welcome to Japan. I actually just got back from Japan, so figured I'd play that one. And another twofer to start that set off, White Denim. That song, Hallelujah, Strike Gold, to warm things up for us. We just eclipsed 7:30. It is now 7:36, which means it is news time. Here's an article from Syracuse.com. Legendary rock band's last surviving member dies in upstate New York at 87. The last surviving member of a legendary rock band has died in upstate New York at age 87. Garth Hudson, who played the organ, accordion, saxophone, and other instruments in the band, died Tuesday morning, according to the Toronto Star. A cause of death was not announced, but his estate executor said he passed away peacefully in his sleep at a nursing home in the band's longtime home base of Woodstock, New York. According to Variety, Hudson was known as the quiet member of the group that began as the Hawks, a backup band for rockabilly singer Ronnie Hawkins. Hudson supported Bob Dylan on his first rock tour in 1966 and served as the recording engineer for the legendary Basement Tapes in West Socrates. He will be missed. I love the band. It's sad there are none left, but their legacy will live on forever. Let's keep it rolling. We'll hit you with some weather on the other side. Chalk Dinosaur up next. We'll be right back.
process. With 1 foot in the fire, 2 steps from the water's edge, she rides 3 sheets to the wind to whispers that I know a girl is walking on a wire, balanced in the air-conditioned breeze that blows the wind. I'm telling you that I know a woman with whom I conspire. Lawlessness abounds, just listen to the sounds as the night speaks to a woman I once knew. Until reading the words, the section that I seek, inside I see a tiny piece of me spread out on the pages I once knew. Lawlessness abounds, just listen to the sounds as the night speaks to a woman I once knew.
Trey Anastasio there, a friend of the program, of course, a friend of the Jam Adjacent. We'll consider his solo project Adjacent to Jam. Give me a break, folks. Give me a little slack. I'm about to head out. First, a little message. Are you craving something sweet? Maybe an iced tea or lemonade to quench your thirst? Or a little caffeine boost to kickstart your day? Next time this happens to you, consider kombucha. Kombucha is a fermented tea, often with added flavors that can improve your health. Many of kombucha's healing properties come from the fermentation process. For example, kombucha has natural antimicrobial elements, which fight off microbes that can make you sick, as well as antioxidants and anti-inflammatory properties. Kombucha often includes enzymes, minerals, acetic acid, and vitamins B and C, which also give your body a nutritional boost. Plus, with a variety of brands, types, and flavors, there is sure to be a kombucha out there for you to enjoy. Quench your thirst and heal your gut by grabbing a kombucha. This message has been brought to you by your kombucha-loving DJs here at WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. I love kombucha, and I need to brew it myself. I have been saying that for months, potentially years. Maybe that's my New Year's resolution. I don't know. Stay tuned for next time. I'm wrapping up. This has been the Jam Adjacent with DJ Red Gold. If you like what you heard, tune on back in next week, 7 a.m. to just prior to 8 a.m., apparently. Before I leave, let's talk about the weather, because it is cold, folks. I'm seeing it is 1 degree outside right now, and it certainly feels like that, if not colder. High of 16 today. Rest of the week, highs a little higher in the mid-20s. Lows a little higher as well in the teens. Doesn't look like any precipitation. The weekend might warm up a bit. Potentially we get above freezing, but we will crack it by a degree or two. I'm hype on that. I ski basically every weekend, so this has been a great season thus far. I'm getting new ski boots in the mail today. That's exciting. Can't wait for that. But first, the workday. This has been a lovely way to start the day. Thanks so much for listening. And we'll catch you next week with the Jam Adjacent with me, DJ Red Gold. Cheers, everybody. See you on the other side.
That's very true, my shit slamming. I carry tunes like Mariah carries Nick Cannon. And you could throw a fit tantrum, but you like to fight. Little success, and call me Bryan Cranston, say I'm acting white. Just cause I like climbing, camping, and skiing. My appetite is flying and lamping with freedom. When I say I travel light, I'm talking about the speed of the average young trapper's mind could never keep up.